Manuscript Releases, Volume 20, Numbers 1420 to 1500. M.R., Number 1458. Falkhead's Conversion and Business Ability. Written May 31, 1906, from Sanitarium, California, to Brother Salisbury and Elder Olson. I am interested in all that concerns our publishing institutions. I was much surprised that Brother Falkhead has discontinued work in the Echo office. If it was best for him to disconnect from the office for a time, he should return to it later on. If he is again willing to unite his interests in the office and bear the responsibilities that he has borne, he will be of much value to the publishing house. Secure him if you can. He is of value and understands the management of finance well. Not one can fill his place. If he has made mistakes and sees his mistakes, he is the better guarded to avoid dangers. Objections may be made. But are you sure that any new man who might attempt to fill his place would make no mistakes in the same line or in other lines? Brother Falkhead could act in several lines of work that need to be done in our offices, where are being put forth publications containing present truth for these last days. He has that broad experience that is needed to make a man intelligent in business matters. The Lord gave me a most interesting experience with Brother Falkhead in regard to Freemasonry. If ever I saw a man that was worked by the Holy Spirit of God, this man was. I was sick, but it had been impressed upon his mind that Sister White had a message for him, and he must see her. He was admitted to my room, and he took my hand and said, "I do not wish to intrude, but I must speak with you." I was impressed as if a voice had told me that you had a message of importance from the Lord for me. If so, speak to me, and I will take heed to your words. I said a few words to him, and then told him to call my attendant to prepare me to sit up in the easy chair. I spoke plainly of the matter to him, and of his dangers. He was about to receive a higher degree in the lodge, and I told him that if he took that advanced step in the order of Freemasonry, he would give up the truth for the pride of honor, as he regarded it. The highest position in Freemasonry was a great temptation to him. His ambition to serve in the highest degree would place him in the bondage of worldly honor, just where he had desired to be, but it would prove the ruin of his soul. He was to consider that the Ten Commandments were given every man to be obeyed. I read to him a long communication that I had written for him. I had been an invalid, suffering with inflammatory rheumatism for months. I had to be carried up and down the long stairs in the school building where our meetings were held. My attendants were very fearful of the results of this taxing labor, but I bade them not to worry. The Lord had me in charge. After reading the long message to Brother Falkhead, I added many more words which had been given me, and I entreated for that precious soul that he should decide to give up his bondage of Freemasonry and take his stand with us as a people. I prayed, and he prayed, as a man wrestling for his soul. We were both weeping and praying. He was converted. The Holy Spirit came in, and he pledged himself to cut loose from this great temptation to honor. He promised to do this, and his face was shining with the light of Christ's countenance. He said, "It is late. All chance for conveyance is gone, but I am so happy." He had to walk 7 miles to his home. The next day we attended the conference meeting in Melbourne, and he had his Freemason papers in his pocket. He was about to deliver them to the men in authority and tell them that he would no longer serve in any capacity in their lodge. He said, "I was a converted man that night, and I wanted to sing and shout the praises of God. How I longed to see some of my brethren. I wanted to tell them I was a free man, and I wanted to tell them I was as happy as I could be. I wanted to praise God, and did praise God with all my heart and soul and voice." What a meeting we had the next day! The Holy Spirit was in our midst, and there were many confessions made. Brother Falkhead spoke, and all felt that he was truly converted. He gave an account of his experience, of which I have given a short sketch. From the light I have, Brother Falkhead can fill a position that cannot be filled by any other man you have in the new office. If he makes Christ his trust, he will do honor to the work. You cannot afford to spare him from the position he has filled for years. There is not a man who is so well fitted for the place, and the Lord will help him and impart to him new capabilities, if he seeks counsel and depends upon his God. I have now borne my testimony. I shall send Brother Falkhead a copy of this. Brother Salisbury, you must not take the responsibility of too many things in the office. But while you occupy your place, and Brother Falkhead occupies his, be sure to have your special seasons of prayer for guidance in all your work. I am having a serious time with my eyes, so will not write more. If I have time, I will write to Brother Falkhead personally. If I cannot do this, this letter must serve you all. But I speak to you to open the way for Brother Falkhead to act in a capacity where his talents will best serve the cause of God, in the way to strengthen it most. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., June 8, 1989. Entire letter.